This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres Live is Sabres five times over this week. Sorry to put you off in a bad way here on a Monday afternoon, but the truth hurts sometimes, Marty.
We're back to a full week of work. Although, Duffer, I was catching a lot of Backstreet Boys moments from Sphere over the weekend on my social media. And I'm like, yeah, I got to just take a couple of days. Fly to Vegas for a couple of days, go catch the Backstreet Boys. So I don't know. I'm supposed to be on 5 days this week. We'll see. Maybe I'll go to Vegas to catch the Backstreet Boys at Sphere.
Why wouldn't you?
That's the question. Why wouldn't I? Give me a good reason why I wouldn't be.
We've
going
been
there.
On Zoom for this show for 4 years. Like, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you go to Sphere?
And well, no, I'm just saying. If I'm doing it, I'm doing it all out. I'm not worrying about the show. But spoiler alert: I'm not going to Sphere this week. I'm not probably going to go to Sphere all summer long, but I'm just saying, saw the clips. It looked pretty good. I think it'd be a fun concert to go to, especially in that building, which we've experienced the last centralized draft, because now they're going to keep it decentralized next year. Apparently, I'm not happy about that, but whatever. The league does whatever the league wants.
Why are you unhappy about that?
Because I love the feeling of the draft. I loved as a player being in the building, seeing the teams, getting to meet everybody, the interaction that happens on the draft floor. Look, was the decentralized draft with other sports like football and basketball, and they just had their draft yesterday. Baseball draft was yesterday. The season is going on. They do it in different ways. I felt like that was the identity of the hockey, to have all the teams on the floor, the ice floor, in an arena, fan bases supporting it, and let's go. Now, maybe it's because the draft didn't really work for me this year. I felt like it was not done properly on TV, and maybe that's what they need to focus on, is to just say, hey, this got to be a 2.5-hour TV event, right? Not a 4 hours. I'm going to sleep through it. And I felt like that's what the draft was this year, which took away from the excitement of the players and their families. So I guess it can be fixed, but I didn't like the way it went.
Well, in an effort to have better television, they're going with the Hawks on opening night against the Panthers. So that's a great start.
We're starting the week with Marty Rantanen. Like, come on, NHL. Like, first of all, you're going to raise the banner on a Tuesday at 5 o'clock? Like, listen, how about you give everybody a chance to get home, watch it? Like, I know people don't like 8 p.m. starts. But if you're going to showcase your back-to-back Stanley Cup champion raising another banner, do it at 8 p.m. so that everybody across the U.S. can see it and Canada can see it. Not at 5 p.m. Eastern. It's 2 p.m. Pacific on a Tuesday. There's people that, a lot of people that are not going to be watching it. And you're getting Chicago at Florida? Like, come on. What does that do for a rivalry? Like, you can't even say, oh, it's going to be a great game. Look at that rivalry. Look at the impact that we're going to get. Like, give me something else than Chicago at Florida at 5 p.m. on a Tuesday as your marquee starting of the season. Like, it has to be better than that. I get they want triple header. So they're going to do 5, 8, 11. Okay, last year they did, as you pointed out before the show, Duffer, they did Seattle at 1 p.m. Eastern in Seattle.
No, which was it was 1 p.m. Eastern. Seattle.
It was 1 p.m. afternoon past Pacific time, whatever. It was brutal for the Seattle Kraken, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, maybe they took a step in the right direction with the times, but there's still multiple steps that have to be, like, come on. You couldn't have done, you know, Tampa, Florida, first game of the season, after the Lightning raised the banner back-to-back times, you know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever, you're getting Florida to do it. Like, it would have been awesome.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, your point is well made on the 5 p.m. It doesn't seem particularly respectful to defending champions, which basically never happens, you know.
Tell me another day that Florida is going to play a 5 p.m. home game on a weekday. I can
on
see
a on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. Like, that's never going to happen. Can you imagine if, in an alternate world, the Sabres have won the Cup and the league tells the Buffalo Sabres, you're going to open your season on a Tuesday night at 5 p.m.
I got news for you. No one cares here. They'll gladly take the 5 p.m.
They'll take the 5 p.m., but people would be like, come on. Like,
no, they wouldn't.
I would.
If they won the cup and you're still complaining about a start time, shame on you.
Okay, the rest of the world would complain. Here in Buffalo would be happy because we would have won the cup.
Right.
But yes, the rest of the world would complain. You know, I get what you're saying, but if you've won back-to-back cups, Florida people are going to say, oh, come on now. Like, you know, give them a little something better than that. But I get it. I'm just
starting
the Monday on the right foot.
No, I don't get it. You're not going to be able to explain this one to me. It's a bad matchup and it's a bad start time. Like, move the Pittsburgh Ranger game then. Like, honestly, Florida is elite. If you can't put them in the most prime spot on your national provider, then what are you saying about your own product?
I put the Washington Capitals in Florida, put Ovechkin there game one, like whatever. Like, Shayna Goldman on social media said it would have been really cool to put the Leafs at Florida first game, like have that. I get that the Canadian markets and Canadian TV probably wants the Toronto Maple Leafs in day two of the opening. So the first night is based for the U.S. markets, and then second night is going to be your Canadian markets. But, okay, don't have the Leafs then. But have the Washington Capitals or Ovechkin, like, defending the Eastern Conference Championship that they won last year, go against the Stanley Cup champions, the Florida Panthers in Florida. Go with a bang. Ovechkin, the chase for 900, the chase for 1,000, whatever. Put it out there, right? Like, come on. Like, that would have been so easy to just give the fans a little more. And I get it. We pick on the league a lot, but those are the reasons why. Who sits in these meetings and says, Chicago is a great idea to start in Florida game one? Connor Bedard, okay. Connor Bedard, okay. Like, Chicago doesn't move the needle at all. And 5 p.m., like you said, give me the soft launch of Pittsburgh, New York at 5, and then go with the bang at 8 of Washington, Florida, Tampa, Florida, and then finish it with Colorado, L.A. Okay, I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. But it's just a Western, let's go. Like, it could have been Vegas, it could whatever. But I
feel
like,
to me, that's kind of the stunning, I mean, I would assume that based on this starting on a Tuesday, that then TNT will have Wednesday and they will get Vegas.
Probably, yeah.
But Vegas should be on the opening night roster for ESPN. It's one of the biggest stories of the offseason.
You know what they could do also?
Right? It's adding Mitch Marner to an already.
Utah Mammoth could be on there too. Huh? Utah Mammoth could be on there too. New jerseys, new like vibe, a full thing. Put them out there. Like I feel like Utah is going to be one of those markets.
They'll probably
teams.
Be on the Wednesday is my guess.
Probably on the Wednesday, but still, like again, like I think utilize the new fans and give them something to slam, boom, right in first night. Like Utah Mammoth, come out, show us what you got. You know, we'll put you at 11 o'clock. That's all right. Western game. After we have to showcase our Stanley Cup winner. But boom, that would have been awesome too, right? And I get it. You got to call the teams. You got to deal with the teams. Some teams are like, multiple partners in the U.S. with TV. I get all that. But you're the NHL. Decide it and everybody's going to go along. Who's going to say, no, we don't want to play on a Tuesday?
Right.
Okay, then look at the schedule we're going to give you this year. The 15 back-to-backs we're going to give you. Like, come on. They're going to say yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, really, any playoff matchup in the East or rematch would have been a better matchup for the Panthers on opening night.
Carolina.
That's what
Carolina.
I mean.
Carolina. Yeah. You know, replay the. I think
Or Boston, who they hate.
Yeah.
Right? Like Brad said, no, I'm not going to go back. I'm staying in Florida forever. Okay. Pretty good matchup then, right? Like.
See, that's the thing, though. Like, you know what? After the pandemic, I feel like a lot of it, and we're doing the work on Zoom, and I get it, but like if you get people, 12 people in a room, and you start having, you say, we're going to order lunch, and we're going to have a lunch meeting and talk about what the first night of the season needs to look like. I can guarantee you there would be 20 better idea than Chicago at Florida at 5 p.m. on a Tuesday. Like I just don't understand how you come up with that decision at the end of the day. We're gonna cross, the conference. We're gonna use Chicago, who's bad, and we're gonna play them against the top team of the last 2 years. It just doesn't make sense. There's nothing sexy about the Chicago Blackhawks right now to put them on TV, on national TV. Like I see the Blackhawks on TV. No, I'll watch a little Connor Bedard maybe, but I'm going to go scroll along to see what other teams are playing and what other matchups they are. Mm-hmm. Look, there's nothing. Don't tell me, like, if they had gotten the first overall pick, like when Connor Bedard first came along, you want to give them a few spotlights? Game good. But right now, the Chicago Blackhawks have lost that spotlight in the way that they've played last year. So get him off of that. Like until you earn it again, you're not back on national TV that often.
Right. But you can imagine based on the reports that circulated through the playoffs, the league would have been hungry to make sure they have their larger markets on opening night, right? Because everybody talked about the ratings to a certain extent, which are not as easily transferable nowadays as they used to be because they don't quite capture streaming, social interaction, all that, right? Like it's not just, oh, well, the rating was 3.2 for this and that was down from this. It's not that simple. It's fine. Like it's, if you still love like batting average as the only baseball stat, cool. Yeah. Great. Like, there it is. Okay. Enjoy. Right. Whatever. It's fine. It's still kind of true, kind of, but you can, and so that makes me wonder, like, did they just say, oh my gosh, like we got to have New York. We got to have Chicago. We got to have LA on opening night. We have to.
Pittsburgh. Sense? You know what?
Well, Pittsburgh's not big though. Like Pittsburgh, like whatever. Why would Pittsburgh, like, whatever.
Pittsburgh's a good draw with Malkin in the market, but it would have been made more sense, Duffer.
It's 2025. You just mentioned Evgeny Malkin as a draw on opening night. Come on.
I think that Crosby Malkin still draws rating-wise, right? Rating-wise in Pittsburgh as a whole, they have a lot of ratings supporting the Pittsburgh Penguins. But with that mindset and saying, let's get ratings on the paper. Then you would have had the Buffalo Sabres play on opening night because you know that the numbers would have been through the roof. Why? Because every time you get ratings and people talking about ratings, Buffalo is always one of the top markets when it comes to ratings.
So it's now market you're saying, share. It's not eyeballs because we don't have enough eyeballs here. So you're skewing the facts. They need more real eyeballs in major metropolitan cities. That's why I'm saying this.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder how many eyeballs will be watching a 4 p.m. Central Time Tuesday afternoon game because Chicago is on. Like, it just does not make sense. But anyway.
At a time when the Cubs are going to be heading to the postseason and, you know, likely winners of the NL Central.
Yes. Yeah. The Cubbies are awesome, by the way.
Right? Like, yeah. So again, I don't care. Like, this is just me, like, spewing out stuff. Like, I don't want the league to ever care about any other league. And, you do you. You believe in you. You put out the best you. That's what I've always wanted. That's all I ever want them to do. That's why this rankles me that the Panthers are playing at 5 o'clock. Doesn't make sense. They're the best thing you have. They're the best thing we've seen in the NHL over the last 3 years.
The full schedule will be released on Wednesday at 1 p.m. So as we end the show on Wednesday, the NHL is going to release the full schedule. So we'll get the Sabres schedule then for the whole season, the last of a while of 82 games played, because starting in 26-27, we're going to go to 84 games in the regular season. So we'll get our last 82 game schedule released on Wednesday. We'll get to see the Sabres schedule. I wouldn't be surprised, Duffer, if the Sabres don't start until the Thursday. Tuesday is one opening, Wednesday is another opening, and then the rest of the league kind of goes on Thursday, because Thursday is an NHL night. Thursday, Saturday, and continue on. But to me, like you mentioned, how about we try to, and if we're looking at ratings, well, find the right timing, the time that works best. The NHL is typically a 7 p.m. Start time. And started at 7 p.m. in Florida opening night. And then, you know what? We're going to have a 9 somewhere else and an 11 somewhere else. And they're going to overlap a little bit. And this old point of having to say we're going to go 5, 8, 11 kind of just doesn't work for me. Like, you
can have 5, 7, 30, 10, just from a factual standpoint. But
yeah.
No, not 5, 8. You just said 5, 8, and 11.
Yes,
the release 7, 30, I 10. Saw was 5, 7, 30, 10.
Yes, 5, 7, 30, 10. Sorry. 5, 8, 11 was like, you know, the way that they would calculate playoffs, right? They would say, oh, we don't want to overlap playoffs, so we're going to go 5, 8, 11. But then we're complaining because Colorado's got a 11 o'clock p.m. time.
No, it's Minnesota. It's more the central teams that get pooched and all that.
They do. Usually. Minnesota gets pooched a lot and whatnot. But again, it just, to me, it is what it is. It was a miss. I'll be watching on October the 7th at 5 o'clock, Chicago, Florida, but I'm not going to be happy about it.
I don't know if I believe that.
No, because I'm going to remember this day and I'm going to say, I cannot be happy about it. Right. I'll watch it, but I'm not happy about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Prospects Challenge for the Sabres coming up. It's the 11th of September when New Jersey will face off against Columbus. But Buffalo's prospects will play their first game on September 12th at Lecom Harbor Center. The Devils will provide the opposition the next day, September 13th. It's Columbus. That's all part of Sabres Fan Fest. And on Monday, September 15th, a Pittsburgh-Buffalo matchup at your favorite start time on a Monday noon. For Pittsburgh and Buffalo.
That's, yeah, you want to give the Pittsburgh Penguins.
That's the way it is every year. It's the way it is every year. Last year, I believe the Bills had a Monday nighter on that final day of the Prospects Challenge.
You're right.
It doesn't matter. They always start them early because it's basically like getaway day in the majors. It's like, we've been here for a bunch of days. Let's pack up our stuff. Let's get out of here. Cram in as many games as we can in a short period of time. Give the kids the ice time, and it's good. It's great. We love having it here, and it's awesome. So,
and the Sabres prospect will not play on Sunday the 14th. That's
they never do.
They have the day because the Bills are playing that afternoon. They're actually in New York playing the Jets that Sunday the 14th. So that is why, you know, the Sabres prospect don't have that a game that day, but they will play on Friday, Saturday, and Monday. So, and it's usually a great turnout, not just for the Sabres games. It's a great turnout at Lecom Harbor Center Prospect Challenge for all the teams and, you know, their fans. You got fans coming in from Columbus, from Pittsburgh, from Boston, from Jersey. They were well represented. It's a fun time. I have to say, I kind of don't like preseason as I like the Prospect Challenge more than preseason hockey, because I feel like the Prospect Challenge has a more intensity, more energy, a more buzz to it than actual preseason hockey.
Go to Sabres.com for Prospect Challenge tickets and the full schedule involving all the teams that Marty just mentioned. You also mentioned, amid your mini rantinin to start the week, the last of the 82-game regular seasons.
Yes.
So my question to you is, for how many 84-game regular seasons will Alex Tuch be suiting up for the Buffalo Sabres?
Okay, so we're going to get 26-7.
Editor's note, this is a different way of saying, what's the length of his contract extension going to be?
So it will be at the very least the four that are on the schedule for the CBA. And then I don't know if he'll continue with 84 games after that, depending on, you know, some new teams, you know, some expansions or whatever. I think the best length of time for Alex Tuch's extension would be a six-year deal. Now, Alex Tuch has 1 year left. He's 29. When that extension would kick in, he will be 30 years old. Mm-hmm. I think if you say, we're going to give a six-year deal to a 30-year-old Alex Tuch, I think that's the sweet spot. I doubt very much that Alex Tuch, being in the position that he is right now with the ice time, the production, and his age and where he is in his career, would settle for a 3, 4, or 5 year deal, saying that that's his time to be hitting it big. He felt like he hit it big.
I thought that's what
time.
All the insiders were saying was going to happen with every free agent this year.
Yeah, well, Mitch Marner did get his 8 year deal, right? Sign and
no,
trade.
No, the short ones.
Yeah, but there was also, but most of the players that sign with the
I'm on for 5 days this week. I have to have my tongue in cheek every now and again, okay? Leave me alone.
So Marchand signed for 6 years. He's 37. That's the same 6 years we'd go to Alex Tuch, but at 30, which would be more effective. How about that? But I don't think he would sign 3, 4, or 5. That's, look, he's been on a bargain deal at $4.5 million the last, you know, well, all his time with the Sabres, but even a couple of years with Vegas. I'm looking at this as this is his time to be able to maximize his earnings. Mm-hmm. But if I'm the Sabres, I don't go 7 or 8 years just because paying him at 37, 38, that's a lot. That's a, you know, that's a lot of money. So I'm saying you keeping it in his best years from 30 to 36. That's where I'm giving him that. And I think 6 years, roughly around 50 million, you're paying him a little over $8.3 million per year. I think that's probably where it would fall on that, that 6 year deal.
Step away from your devices, hands in the air where I can see them. You're not allowed to research. Since Alex's debut with Buffalo, yes, in a shortened season that year, because yes, he started late off of rehab, where do you think Alex ranks in league scoring over the 4 years?
League scoring, I'm going to say 38.
I'm giving you a look for those curious on radio. Not that, come on.
That's too high.
You're going way too high, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say 68.
78 in points over his 4 years.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good. You got to remember, like, the first year was a 50-game season. He had 38 points.
Yes.
But the last three have been pretty good, 79, 59, 67. Anyway, the point being, because I don't think, I could be wrong, I don't think people think of Alex as a top scorer in the league, but his goal total from Christmas on this year would remind you that that's exactly what he's been. Mm-hmm. He had 36 goals last season, and he had 36 goals two seasons before that. Yes. So maybe it's more from a goal scoring standpoint we could measure this than actual points. But the reason I wanted to do points just from a cross the board, all included defenseman, high scoring defenseman, obviously in that mix. So he's in the top 80 in points. He's 70th among forwards, mm-hmm, in points. And we're in this ever changing world of higher salaries.
Yes.
Where do you like?
Where is he in?
Here's the thing. If I recall this correctly, months ago when we started, you know, looking legitimately at his next contract.
Yes.
I think you said, well, it's got to be around 8 million, right? Mm-hmm. Did you say that? Is that fair?
I would think that would have been, because you look at the salary structure and Tage Thompson and now Josh Norris, and you're thinking Tuck is the highest paid forward.
He was going to move
team,
ahead
so
of that.
It's going to be 8 million.
So at the very least, just say 8, right?
Yeah.
Well, interestingly, because this doesn't factor into next year when his contract would start, but just for this upcoming 25-26 season, if you look at the players, the highest contracts in the league, yes, 76th is Josh Norris, 77, Kevin Fiala,
yeah,
78, Alex DeBrincat, 79, Jesper Bratt, 80th, Nick Suzuki. All of them make basically 7.9 million.
Yes.
And then you marry that with what I just said about where Tuck is produced over the 4 years as a Sabre, right? And you go, that's kind of like what you would expect, right?
So it's ballpark, right? It's like if he's 78.
It's a really nice ballpark with really nice players, really nice names. And it seems to be like a natural fit. And then you just take it back to what we were talking about earlier. And the key to it all is probably going to be term, right?
It's going to be term. Now, again, like the reason why I said 38 at first is because I think of Tuck as a point a game guy. And I know the last year it wasn't that. I mean, he was 67 points in 82, but you know, 2 years ago, well, 3 years ago now, he was over a point a game. And if you combine those 2 years, he's probably close to a point a game. So I'm like, okay, point a game, top 40. But he is, in the last 3 years, top 40 in goals, like you said.
Exactly.
He is. So that's important to weigh that in, the amount of goals that he's been able to score. He's been able to go from 36, 22 tough season back to 36. Mm-hmm. 36 to 40 goals a year?
Yeah.
And you say 7.9? I'm all in. I'm saying 8 to 8.5.
Right.
Because the cap's going to go up. We're talking about a $100 million cap now mm-hmm. compared to an 85 or 93 or 95 or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, okay, we'll take all of these other guys that are making that money that pays where the 75th and 85th paid player is in that range, the Suzuki and those guys you mentioned. And you say, okay, put it on a $100 million cap. That's over 8. That's probably closer to 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Tuch is worth that. Alex Tuch in his usage, power play, 5-on-5, shorthanded, end of games, and I get it. You can't say, oh, well, it has made that much of an impact because the Sabres haven't been in the postseason. They haven't been on the winning side. So you're like, okay, but he's not the issue here. He's
right.
far from the issue. His value is what is on paper and on the ice, it mirrors, it marries itself. Mm-hmm. It's not like, well, yeah, he's producing, but there's so many holes to his game. We had that conversation about JJ Paterka, the production, but there's another side of the game that, don't know if JJ Paterka is there. And then obviously he gets traded, he gets big money in Utah, but there was always that question mark about the other side of his game. Alex mm-hmm. Tuch doesn't have that question mark. Doesn't have, you look at all the metrics, it's there. I think for me, it's a no-brainer. It's 8+. It just it depends on the term. Six, yep. 7. This may be the last time an 8-year deal can be given out. Maybe Alex Tuch and his agent are like, we want to maximize on the 8 years because in a year from now, the maximum contracts will be 7 years re-signing with your team, 6 if mm-hmm. you're signing with another team. But if I'm Alex Tuch and the Sabres, I think 6 years fits right in the sweet spot.
Well, as we mentioned earlier in the show, the Prospects Challenge schedule is out for September. You can hit up sabres.com for ticks. And we have jerseys available from this past season, game-worn jerseys up for auction. You can take home a piece of the action by visiting sabres.com/auction. It closes this auction on July 20th at 9 p.m. Back after this on Sabres Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani,
inevitable! Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.